1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Linda Kenyon. At least three people have been killed after a series of tornadoes tore through the central part of the country. David Roth is a meteorologist at the Weather Prediction Center.
There were 26 reports individually of tornadoes, and they did a variety of surveys, and it looks like they've confirmed at least 12, and seven of them in southwest Ohio.
The tornadoes also left trails of destruction in Kentucky, Indiana, and Arkansas. Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis is staying. Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade is going in the Georgia election interference case against former President Trump. This after a judge ruled one of them had to go due to their romantic relationship. CBS's Bradley Blackburn has the story.
On social media, former President Trump celebrated the decision, calling Wade a disgrace. In a letter to Willis, Wade wrote he was resigning in the interest of democracy and to move this case forward as quickly as possible. But an attorney who represented Kenneth Chesbrough, who pleaded guilty last year in the Georgia case, says the legal wrangling has set back the start of a potential trial.
It is the first delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza by way of a sea corridor.
The first maritime aid shipment reached Gaza on Friday. Juan Camilo from the World Central Kitchen, which runs the operation.
Beans, canned meat, we have flour, rice, and of course we have dates.
Meanwhile, the Israeli army continued its attacks in Gaza, saying it killed 25 terrorists in southern and central Gaza in the past 24 hours. Prime Minister Netanyahu approved a military operation in the southern city of Rafah, with Palestinian civilians expected to be evacuated in the near future. You're Tom Confino for CBS News in Tel Aviv.
Protest vandalism is going on at some polling places in Russia's election. Russian leader Vladimir Putin is expected to win another six-year term in office. The BBC's Steve Rosenberg reports from a polling place in Moscow.
Chaotic scenes here.
What is it?
An arsonist is detained and green ink poured into a ballot box.
The widow of opposition leader Alexei Navalny is urging his followers to simply show up at the polling places, not to do anything, just to be there, to be together, and to show the Kremlin there is still opposition in Russia to Putin's rule. No word yet if anyone has claimed the Mega Millions jackpot.
Our first winning number tonight is 50. That's followed by 13. Up next, we have 66. Your next number is 51. And your final white ball number for this Friday evening is 25.
Now, if there's no winner, the jackpot would rise to an estimated $815 million. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't miss us. If you've been here before, we're still in the same place. So join us every weekend. We have lots to share with you, and we're never going to run out of topics to talk about. There are so many wonderful, interesting studies coming out on natural medicine, on supplements, on botanical extracts. And today I'll share with you a very favorite topic of mine, and it's called Aronia, Aronia berries. This is new for a lot of people, but this is a very, very powerful berry that has tremendous health benefits. I'm sure you're going to want to listen to the subject, my featured topic today, Aronia, spelled A like apple, R like Robert, O like olive, N like Nancy, I-A, Aronia. We'll come back with more on Aronia in a few moments. But we also will talk about curcumin and your liver. What does curcumin have to do with your liver? And then, you know, many people have suffered from COVID. But now more people are suffering from what is called long COVID, and both adults and children. We've talked about long COVID before, but now we have some new updates. And we'll talk about premature babies and plastics. What's the connection between babies prematurely delivered and plastics? And you will want to know why the Mediterranean diet is excellent for your brain. And then we all have brain problems, or many do. We talk about a natural solution for your veins and arteries. There is so much infection going around today. Bladder infection, kidney infection, upper respiratory tract infection, sinus infection. What's the scoop on that? Well, I'll tell you today. And how does exercise affect prostate cancer? These are some very interesting topics that I know you will want to hear. So don't go away. We've got lots of great information coming up your way that'll help you with all of these conditions. Now, oxidative stress is implicated in almost every disease imaginable. What is oxidative stress? Even the oxygen we breathe can cause damage to our body over time. But oxidative stress destroys all of our cells. It damages our cells, destroys our cells. And oxidative stress is caused by diet, excessive sugar, excessive vegetable oils. Vegetable oils are not healthy. Those oils that are like soybean oil, corn oil, safflower seed oil, sunflower seed oil, grape seed oil. Why? Because they are too high in omega-6 fatty acid. And omega-6 fatty acid is pro-inflammatory. It starts the fire in us. It's the fire that starts within our joints and throughout our body, caused by chemicals, excessive sun, smoking, obesity. Yes, obesity causes inflammation. The more unhealthy you are, the more overweight you are, the more inflammation generates in your body. You are inflaming your body by what you eat, by the environment in which you live, the type of food you eat, and your habits of excessive drinking, smoking. You are inflamed, and you might hurt all over. Now, oxidative stress can affect every form of your body, in your brain, eyes, like macular degeneration, retinal degeneration, cataracts. They're all caused by oxidative stress. Lungs, asthma, COPD, allergies, chronic bronchitis, cancer. And when it affects the blood vessels, atherosclerosis, high blood pressure, varicose veins, elevated cholesterol and triglycerides. And when it affects the immune system, chronic inflammation of the immune system, autoimmune disorders, HIV, herpes, Crohn's disease, hepatitis, cold and flu, lupus, and cancer. And what affects our joints? Several types of arthritis, bursitis, osteoarthritis, psoriatic arthritis, and psoriasis. For the heart, heart attacks, stroke, high blood pressure, atherosclerosis, angina. And for kidneys, chronic kidney disease and infection. For the skin, wrinkles. You know, I know all the ladies are trying to buy creams to stop the wrinkling. Wrinkles come from within the body. If you see someone who lives out in the desert, Arizona, California, hot, dry weather, and they smoke, and maybe they drink excessively, all damaging our skin. The sun, smoking, alcohol, causes wrinkles. Acne, eczema, psoriasis, dermatitis, cancer, and multiple organ damage. Diabetes, chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, heavy metal toxicity, Lyme disease. Now you'll find information in all of these conditions, but it's not the information that caused damage to the areas that I just spoke of. Oxidative stress damages the joints, the skin, organs, glands, and all of these conditions that I already have mentioned. And inflammation is a healing process. If you damage a finger, slam it in the car door, or you twisted your knee, or you sprained your ankle, you'll have inflammation of that finger or joint because it's there to heal that damaged area. And within a week or two, all the damage is gone. When you see your joints swelling up from the damage, it's hot to the touch. It's painful. It may be red or pink. Those are all signs of the inflammation that has occurred there to heal that area. Now, we have chronic inflammation because we are doing so much oxidative damage with our poor American diet, with excessive carbohydrates and sugar, vegetable oils, and Americans are consuming the American diet every day. So we are doing everyday damage to our body through the American diet. Yes. The American diet is killing us. 30 to 40% of the food that Americans eat is classified as ultra-processed foods. Man-made foods, not naturally made, not by nature, but by man, in a laboratory, in a factory, making food, not finding it in nature, or in a garden, but in a factory. So we eat all this heavily ultra-processed foods and may smoke and may drink and may have too much sun and in the environment of all the chemicals. You can't believe how many chemicals that we come into contact with. I think the last I saw was 13 million chemicals in our environment. Yes, that's million, 13 million chemicals that we are exposed to. So we do not live in a healthy environment. We don't eat a healthy diet. We don't live a healthy lifestyle. We're lazy. We don't do anything to move any more than what we have to move. In fact, I've seen people go to the gym and drive around in the parking lot looking for a parking place close to the door of the gym. How about parking a mile away and walk to the gym? We don't do anything to encourage good health. And then we are prescribed drugs, which they then cause more damage because they all have side effects. And then we have more inflammation. So inflammation, acute, meaning very short time, might be a week or two, is okay, because it's there to repair and stop the damage. But when we have ongoing damage from all the things I've mentioned, then you have chronic inflammation, and then the inflammation becomes damaging because it's a fire that you can't put out. So if you can't stop a fire, it'll consume the whole block. Oh, you know, you've seen some of the wildfires. Unfortunately, like in Hawaii, it doesn't stop. You can't put some flames out because you're feeding the flames by the American diet, by the lifestyle choices. All these things cause so much damage. But now, I'm going to tell you about a very versatile, powerful, effective superfruit to neutralize free radicals and oxidative damage. And it's called Aronia. I love this berry. In fact, I'm so fascinated with this berry that a number of years ago, a friend knew that I liked Aronia berries. Many, many people do not recognize this berry in the U.S. It's huge in Europe and Russia. They have acres and acres and acres of Aronia. And they make it into preserves or jam, juices, eat the fresh berry, or the dried berries, or the dried powder. They use a lot of Aronia. And actually, it's an American berry. It's called black chokeberry. It's not a really good eating berry. It's not like eating raspberries or blueberries. Aronia is very dry. It's not bitter. It's tart. It's like drinking dry wine. It puckers up the inside of your mouth. It makes your mouth very dry. That's what Aronia is like. But I throw a cup of Aronia frozen berries in my protein drink in the morning. They are the most powerful berry of all berries. Many times more powerful than blueberries. Many times more powerful than any other berry. They're just not the best eating berry. But if you can find a way to use them, they are the highest in the beneficial compounds called polyphenols. And polyphenols can benefit every body system, all the body systems. It's a very powerful antioxidant. Anti-inflammatory, antiviral, anti-cancer, prevents blood clots, lowers blood pressure, and lowers blood sugar. It's a healthy, healthy berry. Well, if you're an athlete, you'll want to know more about Aronia. You know, exercise is good. But too much exercise is oxidative damage. You've seen people that run marathons, and they're not very healthy. And they have many infections, especially upper respiratory tract infection in athletes. In fact, intense exercise increases oxidative damage and free radical levels. In many, multiple clinical studies, Aronia has been shown to prevent the loss of antioxidant levels, increase of free radical activity associated with exercise, and stop the damage of exercise. If you work out, some people work out 6 times a week or more. Sometimes they do 2 workouts in a day. Exercise was meant to stimulate the body. When you go beyond that, like anything, a glass of wine is great. Maybe 2 glasses of wine a day is great. A bottle of wine every day, that's excessive. And you can have excessive periods of time exercising. But they found out that in very elite athletes, like rowers, Aronia used for 8 weeks provided significant protection against oxidative damage and the loss of antioxidants. The American diet does not provide antioxidants. Very few people consume enough fruits and vegetables, nuts and seeds, olive oil and wine, which are the primary factors of supplying antioxidants to the body to prevent oxidative damage. Elite soccer players. Damaging oxidative levels increased for the placebo group, but those elite soccer players that were taking antioxidants declined, and they were using Aronia berries as their antioxidant. And this was a 90-day clinical study. Healthy adults with an intake of low fruit and vegetables, when taking Aronia for just 8 weeks, significantly boosted their levels of activity of glutathione, which is one of the most powerful antioxidants that's manufactured in the body. But sometimes we need to have a stimulant of production of Aronia and glutathione together. And that's what Aronia does. It increases the activity and boosts the level of glutathione, called glutathione peroxidase and superoxide dismutase, which are important, very important antioxidants in the body. Well, I think you all would agree. You have a heart, you have a brain, you have eyes, and then you need Aronia. In the heart, Aronia reduces the risk of heart disease. Aronia increases blood flow, reduces the plaque in the artery, improves the quality of the arteries. They've become more pliable, they have more elasticity, they have more flexibility, and it reduces blood pressure and inflammatory triglycerides. In the brain, Aronia preserves mental function. Aronia has been shown in increased working memory and mental function, in processing, the speed of processing, and protects the brain against damaging oxidative stress. That's what dementia is. That's what Alzheimer's disease is. Severe damage to the brain through oxidative damage. And in the eyes, Aronia protects the vision. Aronia helps prevent damage to blood vessels in the eyes, which can lead to floaters. You ever have a floater in your eye? Somebody says, I can see a floater, a spot. That's blood. That's a speck of blood in your eye that seeps through from weak capillaries. That blood will be absorbed in time, but that just tells that there is a weakness of the capillaries. And sometimes you may see someone with an older person primarily, elderly, with all their forearms completely black and blue. That's because the skin is very thin in that area, very little fat. The skin itself is very thin. And the capillaries underneath the skin are bleeding. They're weeping of blood. And all that black and blue is the color of blood. So now, aronia protects against floaters, protects and strengthens the capillaries, as well as shield against free radical damage that can cause macular degeneration. Aronia is a workhorse. It has so many wonderful benefits. But the challenge is to learn how to eat them. In Europe, Poland especially, Russia, they grow tons and tons and tons of aronia. Now, there are several states in the Midwest that are focusing on aronia berries. It's a much better cash crop than corn. And so there are many farms in Iowa, Nebraska, that are growing aronia berries. And you can find aronia berries, frozen aronia berries, in your health food store or maybe even some grocery stores. I asked a number of people in a seminar if they had ever heard of aronia berries. One hand went up out of about 150 people. It's a new, I shouldn't say it's a new berry. It's a very, very old berry, but new to you and I. Aronia. Now, I told you that someone gave me 10 bushes for my birthday years ago. Now I have 150 bushes in my backyard, all aronia bushes. And some years I have so many berries, I don't know what to do with them. I wish I had time, I would probably make wine. But you can also make a jam. Aronia would be very, very good if it were done correctly, cooked down, added honey, and made it into a really great jam of some type. But I just don't have time. So I throw a cup of aronia berries in my blender in the morning with all of my other ingredients that I make my protein drink, and they're wonderful. You don't even taste them. But many people will start off their morning with a green drink. I start my morning off with a black drink because aronia is really, really dark. They're so purple, they look black. They look like a blackberry, but they're really actually purple. So when would you want to use aronia? Well, actually, every disease you can think of. So disease prevention, anti-aging. If you're an athlete, they give you a tremendous amount of recovery during athletics. Makes it easier to compete. Any chronic health condition, heart disease, cancer, eye disease, macular degeneration, diabetes, metabolic syndrome. What I would do is I would take 200 milligrams of aronia berry with 200 milligrams of OPCs from French grapeseed. Together, they provide powerful, unique antioxidants you probably will never get anywhere else in your diet. They are a super berry and probably one of the most super foods, though not quite an olive oil. Olive oil to me is the best superfood of all, but aronia is just right behind that. So some aronia berries every day, a couple of tablespoons of olive oil every day, and you can start changing your life tremendously. So it's a good thing to start with. Because diet, not dieting, our diet, that means whatever you're eating is your diet. And we should be thinking about that because food really, truly is the best medicine of all. And as you add all these super foods, like a couple tablespoons of olive oil every day, aronia berry with French grape seed extract. All these make a difference in your health. But you got to do it daily. You got to do it on a consistent basis. You got to make sure that you are changing your diet. More fruits and vegetables. Good quality protein. Lots of good quality fats. No vegetable fats. And in 3 to 6 months, you will be a changed person. I guarantee it. But you got to do it consistently on a daily basis to get all the good food your body really requires. So I got to pause here, folks. Got to leave here for a few commercials. I'll be right back here. I hope you are right back here too as well. This is Terry Naturally with Terry Talks Nutrition. Welcome back, my friends. This is Terry Naturally with our second portion of the program. The first half of our program, we spent a lot of time on aronia berries. I think we needed that because aronia berries, you know, berries contain OPCs, oligomeric proanthocyanidins. These are some very special polyphenols. There are 8,000 polyphenols, but the most powerful of all these 8,000 polyphenols is the oligomeric proanthocyanidins and the anthocyanins. These are very powerful, preventing and improving your health. Preventing disease, I should say, and improving your health. These are powerful medicines. These have no side effects, no adverse events. These are not drugs, synthetic, man-made drugs that all have side effects. Even the over-the-counter medicines have side effects. Some of the side effects are even death. Now, that's a very bad side effect. But if they put it on the label, they know there are people that die from the use of that drug. How can they even do that? It's just crazy to me. But now we're going to talk about your liver. And how curcumin can improve your liver. Now, we know curcumin is an anti-inflammatory. It relieves pain. It has hundreds of uses for a variety of unhealthy conditions in our body. But now there is a disease called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. This affects about 30 to 40 million adults and 18% of all children. Yes, children have a fatty liver. Primarily because of all the sugar and carbohydrates that's in the American diet, and more so for kids. It seems like they won't eat anything unless it's sweet. And all this sugar and carbohydrates replaces healthy liver cells with fatty liver cells, with fat. The average liver is about 4 to 5 pounds. But it can be as much as 20 pounds when it's built up with fat in the liver. It's called non-alcoholic. Because years back, you would always see a fatty liver in an alcoholic. An alcoholic consumed hard alcohol, which replaced the healthy liver cells with fat. Now, many adults don't drink, kids don't drink alcohol, but they still have the same buildup of fat in the liver as an alcoholic. Because they're sugarholics. And it's all coming from sugar and carbohydrates. There should be no value for sugar in your diet, and drastically reduce the carbohydrates, because if you're consuming the typical American diet, 95% of all the carbohydrates, like bread, crackers, cookies, pasta, whatever, is all made out of white flour, which has no nutritional value whatsoever. So the fatty liver literally means a buildup of fat in the liver. And it's very commonly linked with type 2 diabetes. Researchers analyzed the data from 21 previously published studies looking at the ability of curcumin to treat fatty liver disease. In total, the studies included over 1,000 patients receiving different curcumin extracts in doses that range from 50 milligrams to 3,000 milligrams per day. When the results from all of the studies were combined, this is what is called a meta-analysis. When you take 30, 40, 50 studies and you come down to one conclusion based on the studies of 30, 40, or 50 or more, you come down to one study comparing all those other studies. One opinion. So when the results from all these studies were combined, curcumin was effective at lowering blood sugar and triglyceride levels, as well as increasing insulin sensitivity. And the subjects of the studies treated with curcumin also experienced weight loss. One observation from the study was that many of the beneficial effects were only seen at dosages of 1,000 milligrams daily or more of curcumin. The lower dosages were not effective. And you know, we've talked so much about curcumin on the show in the past. It's one of those go-to spices. Not turmeric or turmeric, because that is a spice. Use it in your cooking. When I have scrambled eggs, they look orange, because I add so much turmeric as the spice. Curry as the spice. But it's not the medicine. And it's certainly not a gummy. I've looked at some of the gummies on the market that contained curcumin. 16 milligrams of curcumin. But because, I'll be honest with you, consumers don't understand labeling. They see turmeric. Oh yeah, I read that in a magazine. Turmeric, that's what I want. Oh, gummy, good, because it tastes sweet. I like that. They don't know how much curcumin they're getting. They don't know how much they should have or how much they need. So turmeric is not a medicine, certainly not in a gummy. It's candy. You're not getting any value out of a gummy. They are selling because that's what people want. I want sweet. I want sweet, I want sugar, and I want my supplement to taste like sugar. But now you can have a very, very powerful curcumin. And you have to realize that curcumin is a fat-soluble component. And when it's fatty, it has a more difficult time penetrating the lining of the intestinal tract to penetrate, to move through that lining and enter the bloodstream. So since curcumin is very difficult to be absorbed, the research is emphasized and focused on how to improve the absorption. You can take a lot of good things in very high numbers, but if they don't get out of the intestinal tract, They might do you a little bit in the intestinal tract, but they're not going to be able to circulate throughout your body to all the various cells of your body to improve the health. So by combining curcumin with the essential oil from turmeric is a safe and very effective way to ensure absorption. Up to 700% greater. 700% greater. And curcumin has no significant adverse effects or side effects and had not been shown to interfere with the effectiveness of chemo, drugs, radiation, or any other conventional drug treatment. And the best to use is about 750 milligrams of enhanced absorption curcumin containing 500 milligrams of the three curcuminoids daily. And you can actually take more. You can actually take, that is like one serving. You could take this up to six times a day, especially if you're dealing with a very serious health concern. We all experienced the pandemic. Life has not been the same since. And now we have people suffering from the effects of COVID, but there is no longer any infection. And the infection has been treated naturally or by drugs. But having COVID left side effects that now has damaged the heart and other areas of the body, and it's called the long LONG, long COVID. And it's now in adults and children, kids experiencing long COVID. Now here are some new statistics on long COVID. A new study reports that about 25% of people who tested positive for COVID will continue to have symptoms months or even years later. Yes, years. Of the people reporting they have had long COVID, about 30% say they are less able to live a normal life and carry on with their daily activities. Now, when kids, and they do get COVID too, a second new study found that up to 20% of children who have had a COVID infection will still continue to experience the symptoms of COVID, even though there is not an active infection. And the most common symptoms in kids, are fatigue, headache, brain fog, and rarely, kids will continue to have respiratory infections or cardiovascular problems. So all this is involved with the immune system. The COVID-19 infection in many people will have ongoing damage to the immune system. And many kids and adults do not have a regimen or a diet that improves the immune system. So they are struggling continuously with an underactive, compromised, ineffective immune system. And diet is crucial. It's critical for the health of the immune system. Kids are drinking way too much sugar-laden soft drinks, juices, anything sugary. And sugary just potentiates the problem. So drastically reduce sugar. All refined carbohydrates, sugary beverages, ultra-processed foods. I can just see parents throwing up their hands and saying, well, what is my kid going to eat? That's all they eat. You wonder why we are a sick country. So we need to build up the immune system. And we can do that with a number of nutrients, maybe not all of them together, but I'm going to suggest several nutrients that will impact the immune system. Now, for young kids, I like propolis. P-R-O-P-O-L-I-S, propolis. It's a substance that comes from vegetation. The bees collect it. The bees go out and collect sap and resin from trees, buds, and shrubs. They bring it into the hive or the colony, and they process it with beeswax and their saliva filled with enzymes to make a putty or glue to seal the cracks and crevices of the hive and even make a ring of propolis around the entrance so that when any mold or bug or any foreign substance comes into the hive, it is decontaminated with the propolis. Propolis is a very effective and powerful multi-antimicrobial. It kills off bacteria, fungal infection. It works on every pathogen known to man. And you can have anywhere from 100 to 200 milligrams daily of propolis, either capsules or chewable tablets. Very effective, especially for kids when they have ear infection. Then there's elderberry. Elderberry, based on the science, is about 600 milligrams daily, 300 milligrams twice a day. And with other additional immune nutrients as well. And you can give this elderberry combination, elderberry with maybe zinc, selenium, vitamin C, a good combination of elderberry and other nutrients that are known to strengthen the immune system. When you stop to think of the research that has proven that there are probably about 2 billion people worldwide that are deficient in zinc and selenium. Both are very powerful minerals to strengthen the immune system and to stop infection. When you have that many people worldwide deficient in these minerals, you'll understand why we have so many viral infections, bacterial infections. And then there is andrographis, one of my most powerful, wonderful herbs that I love to take. And older kids can't take it as well, up to 400 milligrams daily or more. There is no side effects, none whatsoever, no side effects, no adverse events that kids can take because it's antiviral, antibacterial. It'll reduce the severity and duration of a cold within 2 days, about 50% reduction. In about 4 days, 100% reduction. When normally a cold and flu can last 7 to 10 days. And we also should think about stress. Stress depletes the immune system. And there's a lot of stress today, right? Well, there's a very special omega-3 fatty acid from salmon that can build up the body's resistance against stress. An extract from very specific echinacea to reduce anxiety, like 40 milligrams once or twice daily. And also formulations that improve focus, like rhodiola, French grapeseed extract, vitamin B6, DHA, DMAE, phosphatidylstearin. All of these formulations and all these nutrients can provide stress reduction, especially in kids. It'll calm kids. So all of these are made to reduce the stress level, to build your resistance. If you have a strong immune system, you don't have to worry about viral infection, bacterial infection, or fungal infection. That's another one that's going around like crazy. Fungal infection is killing people. It just eats away and eats holes in the cellular structure. Premature babies and complications with plastics. Here's a new study. And these are these effects of the plastic exposure on women. The new study reports that about 10% of premature births in the United States can be linked to pregnant women being exposed to chemicals in common plastic products. These chemicals are used to soften plastic and are found in plastic wrappers, containers, beauty products, and toys. These chemicals are hormone disruptors. They interfere with the body's normal hormone production or function by mimicking the body's hormones or blocking their activity. Most experts think they interfere with hormones during pregnancy and trigger early labor and birth. This new study I referred to reports that women with the highest levels of these compounds in their bodies had a 50% greater risk of premature birth. Try not to eat foods wrapped in plastic. Wow, that's a task. But try to avoid plastic. Try to avoid foods that are wrapped in plastic. And avoid personal care products that contain these chemicals. Don't put plastic food containers, if you use them, in the microwave or a dishwasher. We're about ready to run out of time, so maybe I can cover one of my other subjects I want to talk about. Let's talk about how to have the right diet. You know, there are several diets that I really support, one more than others, because I follow the ketogenic diet. My diet is high in protein and fats, healthy fats, a lot of good healthy protein, 1 gram of protein per pound of body weight. I weigh between 150 and 160. So I get about 150 grams of protein per day. I get lots of fats. Don't even count how much fats I get. And about 20 or 30 grams of carbohydrates. And it works fantastically for me. But there's other diets that I think that are excellent as well, especially the Mediterranean diet. And there are some studies now that show that it protects mental function. The protective effects of the Mediterranean diet, based on researchers, began collecting data from study participants in 1997, including their diets, whether they smoked, results of mental function tests, and the participants were followed for more than 20 years and survived to an average age of 91. The subjects of the study who followed the Mediterranean diet scored higher on cognitive brain function during their lifetime, and even if they also had changes in their brain associated with increased risk of dementia and Alzheimer's disease, the Mediterranean diet involves eating fresh greens, fruits, fish, lots of nuts, and wine, of course, one or two glasses daily, extra virgin olive oil, at least a quarter of a cup a day. That's what they say in the Mediterranean countries, at least a quarter of a cup a day. In some cases, I've run into people drinking up to a cup a day of olive oil. Now, you can't, you know, you might say, wow, or shake your head, or can't believe it. Well, it works for them, and it might work for us too. I don't say you need a cup of oil a day, but I would say anywhere from 1 to 4 tablespoons daily, off the spoon. Don't put it in a dish with your salad. After you've eaten your salad, all you see is the oil in the bottom of the bowl. Eat it off a spoon. Drink it off a spoon. Drink a shot glass full in the morning. Now, this study from the Mediterranean diet confirms previous research, which found that following the Mediterranean diet reduced the risk of heart disease and early death. Now, that's well worth it. And when it comes down to it, it's our choices. You can absolutely choose the choices of your food. It's not a lack of drugs. It's not because we don't have enough doctors. It's not because we don't have enough drugs. Disease is caused by our choices. 98% of all disease is based on lifestyle choices. Healthy Japanese citizens eating the Japanese diet moved to Hawaii and started eating the diet of Western Americans in Hawaii. And within 10 years, they had all the diseases of the Americans. The environment causes the diseases, not a lack of drugs. So choose your diet wisely, healthily. Emphasize good, healthy lifestyle choices. With that, my friends, I'm all out of time. I'll see you again next week. Same time, same station. I'll be here. I hope you join me too. Say a prayer for this crazy, crazy world. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
You can support your natural defenses, increase wellness, and propel your health to the next level in 100 days. If everyday life is a struggle, you have concerns on viral activity, or need a general shift to greater wellness, visit Family Natural Foods today. All natural products can increase immunity, bolster your first lines of defense, and help you thrive in today's fast-paced world. Enzyme Defense for Immune Health and Mucus Stop for Allergies and Congestion are on sale. Stop in today. See what Family Natural Foods can do for you. West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Tune in Monday for the Devil's Advocate. Dom's going to tell you Joe Biden's old. I'm going to tell you no, he's not. He's just right. Monday, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Upside.